Hello and welcome to another episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, Chris Cote. I'm your host to the Monday Mass on a Tuesday, and that means it's Todd Tuesdays. Todd Richards is here. Hi, Todd.
Tuesdays are not just for tacos.
No, Tuesdays are for much more than tacos. Tuesdays are for talking about action sports. Do you like that term, action sports? Or is it kind of like a necessary evil?
I don't know. I mean, does it matter? I'm indifferent to it.
I feel like
action sports.
Bringing it, we brought it back.
Aren't all sports action sports by default?
It's better than extreme. Even though
I like extreme
sports. You like extreme sports?
I think that has way better ring to it.
We have the power to bring back whatever we want to name all of this. So if you want to bring back extreme sports, we can bring it back.
Sports.
All right. Well, we'll get into all of the extremeness about to happen here. But then I would have to change it to MESS. Monday Extreme Sports Show, which is an entirely different topic.
But that's not...
It's the mass.
Just listen to the ring about
Monday, Monday Action Sports Show. There's actually a story behind that I can't get into here. Stop it. Before we get into this show...
It's got a better ring to it.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Before we get into anything, I want to thank the main sponsor for this week's podcast, the Los Cabos Open of Surf, which starts a week from yesterday. It starts on Monday, June 11th, and it's in Cabo. It is the best contest ever in terms of hanging out at the beach, watching the world's best female surfers. This is a women's QS 6000 event. All the stars are going to be there. Not all the stars, most of the stars. The Coco Hoes, the Sage Ericksons, the Tatianas, the girls you want to see rip. They'll be there. Also, men's and women's pro juniors. June 11th through the 17th, I just went online yesterday, and I saw the forecast looking good, the weather looks perfect, but I also saw that you can get flights from San Diego, LA, probably Phoenix. Where are my Phoenix people at? Hopefully you're in Cabo, because flights are cheap.
How much are the flights?
$300, $400 in that, and then once you get there, there's a million places to stay. I'm literally selling the dream right now, I'm telling you. If you're going to take a quick trip, come down to Cabo. You can go watch the event, and then you can take that stoke that you've just filled your stoke tank up with and go find a peak. There's tons of waves to surf. I know you're a Cabo fan.
I could just fly there to eat at Flora Farm.
Let's go.
Just for the weekend.
Next week.
Just
make your reservation.
Graze at Flora Farm for a weekend.
Come to Cabo. The Los Cabos Open of Surf. Follow at Los Cabos Open of Surf. And thank you, Los Cabos Open of Surf, for presenting the Monday Mass. Okay, let's get into it. I also have to thank Baja Bound.
Thanks, Baja Bound.
You thank him.
Thank you, Baja Bound.
You're welcome. Baja Bound Insurance. Go to, if you're going to go to Mexico driving in your car, get Baja Bound Insurance. I mean, that is just the easiest statement for me to tell you. Get yourself covered. Baja Bound Insurance. That is your advertising block. I do not accept advertisers who I don't fully believe and trust in. I trust in Baja Bound. I trust the Los Cabos Open to Surf. Let's get to the show. This is the Monday Mass. Chris Cote and Todd Richards. Let's do it.
With you, girl, ain't no point looking at the liquor store.
Let's start with you, girl. They have a walk-in shop for all your women's needs, like the surf stuff, not feminine. I guess there's feminine products in there, like bathing suits and wetsuits and skateboards. But they also have three core shops and then a closeout shop when your wetsuit, you know, if you need a new wetsuit.
Is it called a closeout shop?
It's a closeout shop because everything is heavily discounted. Yes.
Not because the lift talking is about here. To.
What? No, not because you're about to get closed out on. So follow at South Coast Surf. All right, let's talk surf news.
Let's go.
So the Corona Bali Protected just happened at Karamas.
What is the protected part?
So Corona changed, and it was going to be the Corona Bali Pro, but there's such an issue with trash and the destruction of this natural beauty of Bali that Corona and the surfers and the WSL, everybody banded together to change the name Which, I mean, it's cool because it sounds like a simple thing to do, but what it accomplished was raising awareness. I don't think everybody knew.
I thought it was cool, like, to see Connor and Connor Coffin going out and, you know,
picking up trash.
Picking up trash. And the amount of trash that they picked up and pretty much made zero impact, it looks like. Just, there's a lot of trash there, huh?
Well, I feel like it's the awareness factor. Because a lot of people dream of going to Bali. When you get there, of course there's beautiful places, but when you get there, you quickly realize there is a lot of plastic and a lot of shit on the beach. And that's why they changed the name to raise awareness, hopefully through the actions of, you know, like you said, Connor, we saw John Florence picking up trash mm-hmm. and the whole deal. So anything helps. Anything helps.
Makes you appreciate.
It does. And I appreciate Corona and WSL for doing that. And Corona comes in bottles, I believe, so.
It does.
Do not drink your Coronas with a plastic straw. Jordy Smith will slap you down. So before we get to the results, that's a great story. That was probably my favorite thing that came out of this contest. Jordy Smith, Gabriel Medina. Put them up.
Yeah.
Put up your dukes.
So what's the... Like, we all have our fun rivalries to that we imagine, but is there a rivalry, like a real one, with Gabby and Jordy, or there Gabby and the tour?
I think when a lot of people on the championship tour really like and respect Gabriel Medina, they'll all tell you that. I don't think Jordy does anymore, because straight up, this was Lance Burkhart pulling the leash. This happened in a heat, and I know Jordy's fiery, but he's not the type to just make something up.
It was like I was watching the contest when it went down, and it was crazy, because I think Jordy, like, left, you know, he left a turn or two on the table,
yeah,
when in that wave, he just to get priority, and it was like a savage paddle out, like that is a large man mass moving yeah. through the water.
Hey,
he's lucky. Gabriel Medina's lucky he didn't get his arm ripped off just with like one stroke of Jordy's hulkish frame.
But when I saw Gabriel Medina the first time this year at the Founders Cup a few months ago, dude is ripped.
Is he?
Straight up, great body.
I was just waiting for you to
go. Amazing. There. I mean, wow. Great body. I mean, no, he's super buff. Rig. He's super buff, and half of that, I'm sure, is for the Instagram photos that he posts, because a lot of shirtless photos happening, which, hey, if I had that body, every photo on my Instagram would be shirtless. That's neither here nor there. The dude's buff. He's grabbing Jordy's leg. He's grabbing his arm, and my favorite quote from that contest is, "Grab me once. It's a mistake. Grab me twice. Put up your dukes."
Shame on me.
And I've heard that many times. Grab me once. I get it. It's a mistake. But you grab me twice. And it's time to put them up. So I love a good rivalry in surfing.
I think it's fun. I think it's fun to see. I mean, it's kind of bony, because it is just surfing, but I guess it is, like, you know, we don't really realize sitting here from this little desk how competitive it is out there.
And oh, yeah.
Some people's competitive drive kind of overshadows their common sense and their perception from the outside world, maybe.
Well, I mean, we saw there's almost been... I'm totally not into fights. UFC is fine, because that's what they're doing there. Hockey, kind of cool to see fights. Basketball, baseball, football... I have mixed emotions about it. I don't like physical violence, but sometimes it's, you know.
But you won't stop. Like, if someone's fighting on the beach, you'll watch.
I'll break it. I'll try to break it up.
You will?
Yeah, for sure.
For real?
Two civilians.
Do you take your glasses off first?
Hopefully I would have my glasses off. But I mean, a slap here or two, you mm-hmm. know, between pro athletes is kind of cool. So.
Well, that was, I thought that, you know what my favorite moment was of the contest? You gave me yours.
Okay.
Mine was Italo's victory lap, that switch wave that he surfed.
Yes. So yeah. That is the next topic.
Okay.
The winner, Italo Ferreira, who I was on the Italo bandwagon back a long time ago. I'll claim that. I'll claim Italo all day.
He's a sassy little surfer in the water, isn't
good.
He?
Oh, he's good. And give me your favorite moment. Tell me why.
Well, okay, so, well, there's obviously Italo, that one wave, that he just landed so clean out
from
of the air.
From doing what? You can say it.
Backside five.
You're in a safe place.
He did a backside five and landed with his... it was such a perfect landing. Like, he didn't even, like, screw his feet back into the board. He just went straight into a bottom turn and just ripped the face apart.
Most proper landing.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then the victory lap where he just got up switch. I'm like, oh, novelty switch. And then just tore into it. Like, couple meaty hacks switch stance.
Yeah. Switch stance meat hooks.
Yeah.
But before, even on the wave with the backside five, big power snaps, kind of a little carve. And then he does a big spin.
Yeah, that was pretty... That was just like the icing on the cake.
That was so cool. And I feel like the judges... I mean, he already had got a 10.
Well, he made time to also claim, too. Like, he dedicated time to give himself a self-clapping
claim. That's where
claim.
He got the 10.
Yes.
He put his arms up and claimed he had got the 10. So the big spin, in effect, was a secondary claim maneuver, which I fully appreciate.
Big spin claim, that's a...
Best claim.
That's a new one. That's a pretty good claim.
Well, that's like if you know...
After time
trick. After time, you know, just fit in one more trick
right.
for the fans.
That's right.
So Italo Ferreira is now your Jeep yellow jersey leader.
How far away is Julian from Italo now? Like, well, they're pretty close, right?
Julian's third.
Oh, Felipe.
So here's how it shakes out after the Karamas event. Italo's in the lead, Felipe Toledo's in second, Julian Wilson third, Perez in fourth, Medina in fifth. How does that grab you?
Grabs me, right? I love watching Michel Perez surf. It's just like, he moves so quickly for someone that's so big.
He's
a
big kid.
It's going to be interesting. And then we've got Medina, who's going to leash grab his way around. Who knows what's going to happen?
And the cool part about it, the next event's right around the corner. But before we get there, I said this at the before the year started. I said Italo will be world champion.
Do you think he's got it?
I think he's going to be world champ for sure. The next event is at a left barrel. Italo, I'm assuming he's still in it. I don't have the stats. I should probably get those before we do this.
Oh, yeah. It's the continuation.
It could flip. It's the continuation. We're getting to that. Do you think these standings, 1 through 5, are going to... Is this your world title race? Because I think Italo is going to be world champion. I think Felipe and, of course, Julian.
Well, spoiler alert, John's out because of that injury that we just were updated upon.
Which sucks.
It does suck. But, you know, it's...
But even before that, I said Italo is going to be world champ.
What's left? Let's think about what's left. We've got...
Tahiti,
France.
France, Portugal, Pipeline, Uluwatu.
Yeah, I mean...
What are we missing something?
What else is in there?
J-Bay.
Oh, that's right. J-Bay is in there, too.
Ito is going to freaking blast a J-Bay.
Yeah, I don't... It's... Yeah, I just...
Do you think these standings are going to hold... It's early in the season,
I'm
for
trying
sure.
to think who else is, like, right there, though. Because it
Jordy
is...
Jordy Smith.
Yeah, Jordy's kind of on one, too. And, I mean, yeah, Italo's definitely... He's riding the eye of the tiger right now.
You almost said riding the wave.
Right, I wasn't going
to
say
he's
that.
He's riding the wave to glory.
Riding the dolphin.
So who... Let's make your call now. I'm saying Italo's going to be world champion. Who's going to be world champion? Because I'm going to date stamp this. It's June 5th. Tuesday, June 5th. So I can tell the world I told you so. Even though I said it in January. I'm not bragging. I'm just...
I think Jordy's going to make a comeback.
Jordy's going to make a run?
Mm-hmm. Because he's not that far down in the running. So really all it takes is one contest and someone has to lose in the first... third round.
Know? Yeah. Can we both agree that... Oh,
what are you doing?
Whoops. Can we both agree that Griffin Colapinto is going to be Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, that's already
Duh.
Happened.
No-brainer.
Yeah.
Let's go to the women real quick. So at the Corona Bali Protected, thank you, Corona, for protecting Bali, or at least putting that out there to tell people to protect Bali. Lakey Peterson got the win, taking the lead from Stephanie Gilmore. Lakey Peterson now in the driver's seat, wearing... Why is it yellow and not gold? Why it should be the gold jersey?
Maybe they just screwed up in the They tried to get printing. Gold. Yeah, and the printing screwed up.
We don't have gold.
Yellow.
We can do yellow. So the Jeep yellow jersey is now with Lakey Peterson, who is one of the more progressive, aggressive, and awesome female surfers on the planet.
That's so when you take into consideration where the women are going after this, like the next few events, I mean, Steph's got a serious advantage.
Talk more into the microphone.
So what's wrong with the microphone?
You're talking over there. You need to talk
my
here.
My face is
people
facing the other way.
You.
So,
Lakey, Steph, Tatiana, Tyler, Carissa, that's your top five right now.
I'm a big fan of Steph just because I think that she kind of has the complete package. Tyler's been ripping, though.
Yeah, all the girls have been just mangling it. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even want to comment.
No comment.
No comment.
You're a professional commentator and you have no comment.
No, I don't want to say who's going to win the world title.
Lakey Peterson's going to win the world title.
Okay, well, why are you saying that now?
Because I'm just saying it.
She's in... All right.
First.
Seems very predictable. You've got these the two people that are wearing
I'm trying to predict it.
The yellow jersey. These guys are going to win.
Well, it's early in the year, you know?
That's so why I'm saying, why would you go out on a limb that isn't even a limb?
Because I'm out on a limb. So those are my picks. Todd's picks were a little waffly. I'm not accusing you of being a waffle.
Listen. John Florence is out. Can we talk about that?
Yes. John Florence injured doing... he posted on his Instagram. He did that crazy crossbone thing that a lot of people talked about that was really cool. We both wish he made it.
Mm-hmm. Is it a trick if it doesn't get landed? That's the question.
No, I mean, it's an attempt.
Right.
So that was the crux of the conversation. It looked really cool. Mm-hmm. Had he made it, oh, that would have been a great conversation.
Do you remember when Julian put the photo up of the backs, like the method, the fully pulled across snowboard style method?
But it wasn't a make.
Even
back at Transworld Surf, we prided ourselves, and we got this from Transworld Skateboarding. You don't run photos that aren't makes.
And see, this is another thing, too, is I have a kind of a problem with surfing. It's like, even when people do tricks and they land on their back on the face of the wave and then stand back up in the whitewash, I don't...
Gabriel Medina just posted one of those.
It's not really... To me, it's not really a make. Like, if I was skating and I landed in or snowboarding and I landed on my back and suddenly got back up and went across the flat bottom, that's not a make.
People are going to accuse us of going back into the skate and snow conversation.
Well,
but we
sorry.
Need to, because I saw a video posted of Gabriel Medina. It was free surfing. He did a perfect backside 540, but he landed and fell.
It's kind of like...
onto his back and then stood back up.
The way that I look at it,
it was cool.
It's
but...
like, you know... skiers used to jump off super big cliffs and just land on their backs and then get up and ride away and be like, "That's the sickest." But no, you basically just fell off of a cliff on your back. So no. But now they land stuff and they ride up. But back in the day, like that was a legitimate form of landing, was like on your side.
Well, I think the judges will take points away. I would hope the judges
Dude, I don't
take
know.
Points
I feel
away
like judges kind of give weird little bonus points if all of a sudden like you're underwater and then you pop up and suddenly you're standing.
I think sometimes they do because it's like a functional landing. A wave, I can remember John Florence coming down from a back five into whitewater, disappeared, somehow comes back up, which I think is different than somebody landing on an open face, falling on their back, and then standing back up.
What about like if, hold on, there's a train
but
going by.
But then again, a layback is a maneuver.
It is, but a layback is purposeful. Like, you're laying back in the water, but people don't do 540s to layback. Or, okay, let me pose this to you. What if someone, you know how I've seen, like, the latest clip of this was one of the Gadowskis brothers loses his board and then body surfs after it, then he catches it. So,
that's
like, what is that? What would that be scored?
I think we can't be too...
I mean, these are extreme
circumstances. Yeah, we can't be too focused on... making surfing just like skating and snowboarding.
But clean is clean.
A clean landing will win every time in anything you do. I mean, I like them all. But I don't think if you fall and come back up should be, you know, you should be, let's say this, you shouldn't be deducted for falling and coming back up, but you should be rewarded more for a clean landing.
Yes.
Okay.
And probably not posted on Instagram.
We're not arguing with this. So JJF, John Florence is injured. Wow, we just went on a rant. We should be talking about...
This is what the people tune in for.
Rants, yeah, you're right.
This is now why they tune in.
Yeah, agreed. John hurt his ACL, MCL. No factual... See, this we're in the city. No, there's no facts behind when he's going to be back or what exactly happened. We know it's a knee injury. It happened trying to come down from an air. And this is the ramifications of pushing the performance of surfing. The harder we try, the harder you push yourself, the bigger your errors, the more advanced and progressive you get, the more likelihood you're going to get injured. That's the reality of this. It sucks because John Florence is the best surfer in the world. To not have him on the tour right now is going to be a bummer. But I like that he's not pussyfooting around and he's trying crazy stuff.
Well, that's what happens when you have a competition at a skate park. You can't keep the guys out of the skate park when the contest isn't happening.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
And so it's the one thing, and I don't buy into the fact that John was having the worst year ever. I think he was just starting to turn things around.
Oh my God, the hype, like everyone just wants to glom on.
Well, it's a story. Thing.
Like Solo isn't a good movie. That movie is really good.
Is it good?
It's really good, dude.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Sorry to topic jack that so, one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Han Solo is a great movie.
What's the next one? Who's SAG? Oh, Sage.
So, yeah, John's injured. Get well soon, John Florence. Yeah, I don't think he listens to this. Maybe somebody he knows does, and he knows I'm a super fan.
Brandon Wasserman does.
Dude.
His handler.
I have to tone down my super fanness for John when I'm commentating.
How about when you're hanging out with him?
When I'm hanging out with him, it's all good. I play it cool. We're bros.
Do you kind of like, look, I know this is weird for me more than you're so good.
Hey, dude, good to see you. You're so good. No, it's, I know him. I have his number. Should we call him?
Nope.
No, let's not. Moving on. Now, there's going to be no argument about this. This is all positive. Sage Erickson just released a video called Bathing Beauty. And it was her and a wonderfully talented female filmmaker, Coconut Camaraderie, is her Instagram name. And I think her name's Alana. And they made a film, and it was an aquatic love story. No surfing at all. Just Sage Erickson. I'm trying to... I have a
You're tiptoeing around.
I'm deep delving into creep zone here. All I'm saying, Sage Erickson is fabulous in this film. She's beautiful. She's fit. She's cool. Sage is rad, and I liked this movie. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
That's on Stab. you let's get out of here.
Fish 101.
Sage
the movie.
Has been surfing Wait. Better than ever on the championship tour.
That's awesome.
Let's Fish 101 is a local restaurant.
Yep.
The best fish spot in town. Todd eats there every single night.
I eat there every Friday, and you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I get the burger.
You get a burger?
Yeah. They have really good burgers there.
Wow. Local knowledge. So what they just... So this is pretty cool that a local eatery and an establishment here in Encinitas, California just released a surf movie. You hosted the premiere. What was it all about?
Well, so... The guys from Fish 101 are super generous, and I think the biggest takeaway from Fish 101 doing a movie is that you've just got a restaurant and a group of people that run the place and work there, and everyone's really surf-oriented, and everyone really wants to give back to the community. So basically, Fish 101 dropped a whole slew of money and promotion on kind of just boosting up the local kids around here and the local up-and-coming ripping surfers, and gave them their own... fun little movie. It's great.
So it's like a full length.
Yeah, it's like a full. And there's like fishing, and Johnny from Fish 101 talks about like the philosophy of Fish 101 and what it is to be a local restaurant and what that does with the community and how fun it was for just to film and show these kids. And there's cameos by
Josh Kerr.
There's cameos by Taylor Knox, by
Todd Richards. You have a wave in it?
I'm not in there, no.
You don't have one wave in it?
No, I don't have a wave in there. Damn. Damien Hopgood. Wow. Yaden Nickel is in there.
Caleb Crozier.
Caleb Crozier.
Fisher DeVoe.
That's right. Yep.
The list goes on and on. A lot of amazing, young, talented rippers.
Jackson Butler. Who else?
Oh, man, if we leave someone else. We have the, I mean, we have a whole, the whole list. You can go.
JC DeBoe. You've got all, like, it's all the fun kids from around Encinitas, Leucadia, Carlsbad. There's a bunch of, it's really cool. Hopefully, I think they're going to do another showing. The first showing was at.
It's sold out in 5 minutes.
La Paloma. Yeah, it's sold out, but I think there's rumors they're going to do another showing. I don't know if it's ever going to be available for digital download, but I'm sure it'll be up on.
Alyssa Spencer.
Oh, you got like
Levi Slauson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the instances.
Brock Crouch.
Brock Crouch. So yeah, check out the Fish. Follow at Fish101. Is that the Instagram? I just had it open.
Yeah, it's
at Fish101 Restaurant. Fish101
Restaurant. And go there and eat food. And they're opening up a second location in Cardiff, which is fantastic. Hey,
spell restaurant.
ResTaurant.
Yes, that's a hard word to spell. You're right.
You just
put, I always forget I
just,
the A.
I just had like a wave of like sketchy, really right? Nervous sketchiness come
on. I misspell restaurant every time. Todd Richards knows how to spell restaurant. Lastly, for surf news. So it's been almost 2 months since the Margaret River Pro came to an abrupt halt. I'm reading this from the World Surf League website. Thank you, worldsurfleague.com. I'm not poaching. I'm just reading. Cool decision. So that event got canceled because
why?
There was sharks jumping out of the water, doing backflips, eating people all over the place around the contest area. And if I was a pro surfer and there were shark attacks happening in within 300 yards of where my
is that
deal
how close
was,
it was?
Yeah, close.
300 yards.
Very close. I would not want to surf anymore. So I respect that decision. And the cool part about it.
Yeah, but okay, let me just okay, can I interrupt
ahead.
You there?
Please.
So, 2 years ago,
yeah,
Mick Fanning was arguably attacked and assaulted by a great white shark, and they turned around and had the contest there again the next year, and yeah. They just kind of monitored it by like driving around jet skis to make sure that there was enough commotion in the ocean to keep the sharks away. Why didn't they employ those tactics?
I feel like I don't know, but I know the WSL and I know the commissioners, I know the whole thing, if there was a chance to run, if they thought it was a good idea to run, they would much rather have run than called it off.
I was just throwing that out there because, there are a lot of people kind of like
I point, think there's
pointing
one,
fingers.
Yeah, there's one thing to see a guy beat off a shark. Beat a shark off. Wait, yeah, fight a shark in the water and win. But if somebody got eaten by a shark on a live broadcast, that would not be good for surfing. So the good news is, I'm talking good news here. The rest of that contest, the Margaret River Pro, is now going to be the Uluwatu CT. So, and the Uluwatu CT Women's.
And there won't be any sharks being beat off there.
No. No, I don't think there's, I know there's sharks in Bali, but I don't think they bite or nibble. This is good for goofy footers because there have been barely any lefts on the championship tour this year. Think about yeah. that. No, not a lot of laughs happening.
No, no.
So it's good, and Uluwatu is obviously a world-class, amazing wave. This event is going to happen in the next couple of days, depending on when you listen to this. In men's, we have tons of dudes left because it's only round three. So you have basically
over half the
field.
You're into the hot action.
Yeah.
Straight into the hot action.
Straight into hot action.
And they're supposed to be swell too, right?
Yes, they're supposed to be good waves, and it's been firing all week in Bali. Women... they're down to the wire a little bit more. They're into the quarterfinals, but the cool thing about that is basically the whole top five on the women's side of the draw, they're all still in the contest, including your current leader, Lakey Peterson. But as we saw at the Founders Cup, the women, and they all will admit to this, the women's backside tube riding movement needs work. It's different when you're in a wave pool with a small barrel like that, but history has told us regular footers, if they're going to need to rely on pulling in backside to get a tube, to get a win, it's been a little bit more difficult. I know these gals, I know they will step it up. I know they will pull in, but there's a lot of regular footers left on the women's side.
I wonder what the swell is going to be like, because isn't that wave is either barreling or it lends itself to just a long wall, depending on what the swell is doing there.
It's a perfect wave both ways, barrel or facial. So we'll see. That's happening soon.
I'll be watching.
I'll be hella
watching.
That
seems like there's two... I mean, this is the first time that we've had two contests that tight.
Yeah.
You know, we just, it just ended on Sunday or whatever. And now
the Waves have been, the championship tour this year has been going off.
I kind of wish the WSL would just put a camera on the practice sessions.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, and it's like, because that's live kind of when you, yeah, that's when you see the crazy stuff happening. And that's also when you get to see, you know, maybe some people that would have dropped out of the comp early.
Yeah.
I just think that it's smart. And I wish kind of like more people did that. Like, I mean, we're going to get into skate news here in a minute, but like the Vans Park series does a really good job of just letting a live cam, just you observing the action as it's happening. I think that's really cool. And I wish they would do that more in surfing, because
I think the practice sessions are sometimes...
It's the best. It's the best.
Is it weird that we call it practice because they're doing...
Well, they're practicing for the
fun. Rehearsing. We should call it rehearsing. Surf rehearsal.
Are you going to go out for surf rehearsal right now?
You were going to surf rehearse today, but you didn't. You decided to do this first, and I thank you.
It's because it's windy. Can I just say that here, I don't know where you're listening to this. You could be in Switzerland, France.
Delaware?
Wherever. But the weather in California has not been, it's not what the brochure promised.
Come to Cabo.
Cabo, it's...
Guess what's going on in Cabo right now?
Waves and
80 degrees, water's 70 plus, waves are fun.
I want to go there right now.
Yeah. Well, the Los Cabos Open of Surf is coming.
But I don't want to go when there's a whole bunch of people there.
This is the mellow time of year. You just missed spring break.
I know.
I'm telling you.
All right. Let's move on.
Do you have anything else to talk about for surf news?
No.
No? All right. Well, hey.
We talked about that.
What?
I was just gonna say John's crossbone,
yeah,
but he didn't land it.
Remember, so well. we decided earlier we're not gonna get into any
semantics,
any old podcasts or the grittiness of the web. We're moving on.
Like the current administration, if it isn't happening right now, then we simply brush it under the rug.
Until somebody else does a big air, and then who do they call? Airbusters.
We need a third member.
Airbusters. We do have, we've got a film coming out soon, myself, Todd, and Albie Lair.
It's called Airbusters?
It's Airbusters. It's just an episode.
Do you think if we use the Ghostbusters theme right now as transition to skate news that you would get busted?
No.
Then we should use it.
Okay, remind me. Let's go to skate news. Let's move on to skate news. Skate news is brought to you by the homies, Quincy Woodwrights. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights. This is USA Wood, Michigan Pop, Hard Rock Maple at its finest. I love these boards. I know I've given you some, and you told me you liked them already.
I liked it.
So, we make boards for a ton of shops, full graphic shop decks. We make our own graphics. We make private label boards, etc. I say we because I work there for them. I do stuff. I do acts for them in-house at Quincy Woodwrights. Hit me up. Maybe I'll send you a board. Seriously, why not? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Mark Gonzalez, 50 years old.
I was just watching Mark's part from Video Days, which, I mean, it's not really up for debate, but that's one of the greatest video parts of all time. But I'm going to tell you, my favorite Gons is Vert Gons.
Yeah.
Vert Gons is like...
With the full ear Protec
helmet. His frontside inverts that turn into eggplants, or eggplants that turn into frontside inverts, are flipping incredible. He does like a front, like a slob fast plant. Insane. Like he's just, like the whole part. He does like a, what does he do? He does front phylo lip slide. That's really good. Like he does a lot of really, really good tricks in his vert part.
What a rad time for skateboarding where 50-year-olds are still putting out parts that are so... Tony Hawk just put out his part 50 tricks at 50. You got Mark Gonzalez. And did you see the doubles run with Mark and Tony?
Yeah.
And Mark Gonzalez is... So he's 50. He still makes skateboarding look as fun as he made it look when he was 15.
Well, there's just certain people in all the different sports that it doesn't matter if they're if they're pushing like pushing their limit. Like you could watch Gons just push down the street.
Yeah, just skate around.
It's the greatest.
Gons makes you want to skate. Happy birthday, Gons.
50 Thank years you. Of Gons.
Thank you so much. The Gons. Does anybody call him the Gons father?
No.
No. Should they not? Godfather, Gons father. The you Gons, know how I put that word together. Father. The Gons father. So happy birthday, Gons. Google him.
Go, if you don't know who the Gons is, go Google him.
You should not be listening to this if you don't know who Gons is. I just got back, Todd. I just flew in from Brazil, and boy, are my arms tired. Did I already use that joke? Anyway, I was down in Brazil for the kickoff, the first event for the 2018 Vans Park Series. Brand new park built and will stay in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And let me tell you, just an overview, I heard a lot of horror stories and misinformation, if you will.
About what?
Scare tactics about Sao Paulo. Mm-hmm. This place is amazing. Beautiful, vibrant, colorful city. Action-packed. I know I could have got myself into sketchy situations if I wanted, but I never felt scared. I never felt like I was in a bad... My expectations were so far exceeded. I love Sao Paulo now. I'm actually loving Brazil because I was just in Saquarema two weeks ago.
Sao Paulo, like where? Okay, so I'm not familiar with Brazilian geography. Like, is Sao Paulo like near the water?
It's 2 hours from the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank you for saying Sao Paulo. Now I feel like a gringo for saying Sao Paulo.
What?
You said Sao Paulo.
How do you say it?
Sao Paulo.
Is it Sao Paulo?
I think you can say both, but the crux of this rant is Sao Paulo rules. And honestly, I would recommend anyone going there. It's nice if you have a guide. I went to this, place to meet locals, to kind of find a tour guide. It's called Bumble. And I
knew that was coming.
Yeah, it's a great place to meet someone to give, and not in a weird way, just to give you an insider tour of wherever you're at. It's the only reason I go to Bumble. So what I'm saying here is Sao Paulo rips, and the first event of the Vans Park Series proved yet again why this is the most fun you can have watching a skateboard contest. The parks that these guys and gals skate are insanity, and the park in Sao Paulo is brand new. It was custom built by California Skate Parks for the Vans Park Series, for the skateboarding that they want represented. Did you watch the event?
I did.
And what did you think?
People go really fast.
They go fast.
Way fast. We can get into you want to just talk about the stars.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the stars. Let's talk about the return of the muscle. Chris Russell is back. Chris Russell, nobody slammed harder. Nobody skated with more noise.
Chutzpah.
I mean, Chris Russell, who... smoked himself. He got gnarly ankle break in Canada last year. He's come back. The dude is a beast.
Tristan Rennie.
Okay, so Tristan Rennie got third place. Silent assassin, just smiling his way around the park. His trucks are barely finger tightened.
See, that's, I wonder about that too, because to get your trucks to be that loose, your bolt has to be almost falling off. Do they super glue the bolt? I wonder if they do.
That's actually a good question.
A drop of super glue on there to keep it so it doesn't twist, the threads not twist out.
I think a lot of them will have trucks that they've had for 5 years.
Yeah, but still. And maybe they shave their bushings down. Okay.
I don't know. But Tristan Rennie was it wasn't really a surprise because he's so good every time. I think the surprise was that it's about putting it all together. Tristan would always win practice, but then kind of fall apart in the actual contest.
He's got rad, Tristan Rennie has rad. He stands up tall.
Yeah.
When he skates.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't really, I don't know. It's just he's always really upright.
Yeah.
And when I compare him to surfing, he's John's really upright all the time.
Yeah. Tristan comes from a pool, a backyard pool skating background. So any tight, weird transitions, he dominates.
Yeah, it's cool.
His reaction time is right there. And he's got old school tricks, new school tricks. Yeah, he's kind of the perfect skater for this.
He has every move.
And then we go to Pedro the Barbarian. Pedro Barros, always the showman. Took three runs in the finals and bailed on each run. And you could feel the pressure building. Fourth and final run, put together the highest flying, highest speed run. I mean, the heaviest run of the contest in terms of like the airs he did.
Yeah, the Indy to Fakie he did drifting backside over the whole flat bank was
so gnarly.
So bananas, dude.
And watching Pedro, of course, in front of the home crowd, they were doing the wave in the skate stadium. I've never seen this before. The best skate fans. Because, again, like the surf fans in Brazil, skate fans at this event were fully focused on the contest. They weren't just cheering for people because they were from Brazil. They were cheering for big tricks, slams. If somebody got up and walked away from the slam, they were cheering. So they were a knowledgeable fan base. And it was so rad to see.
I think it's like the Brazilians, just in general, it's so admirable that you've got a fan base that's that passionate.
Passion.
In anything. I mean, like, between, like, soccer / football yeah. / surfing, skating, like, whatever.
I would say, I mean, I think...
Imagine having that behind you. Like, a whole, oh, yeah. Like, you feel the weight of the country supporting you.
And you can see it when Pedro skates.
Instead of just talking shit on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
He almost got it. But he ran into the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Schaar, who is... so consistent, does every trick perfect, and when he does get sketchy on a trick, it is the gnarliest trick. Tom Schaar taking the win, that's going to be a battle you're going to see throughout this entire season. Pedro Barros versus Tom Schaar. The one run that Tom Schaar put together, he got a 90, the highest score of the whole event.
Is that when he did the big spin backside lip?
Almost died.
Yeah, he fully almost ripped his truck off coming in.
Which is awesome, because there's a certain value in sketchiness when it comes to skate tricks that make them even that much more appreciable, yep. You know, appreciative of making the trick and near death.
He did. Okay, so notwithstanding that run, obviously he had the gnarliest run.
Yeah.
There was, I don't know if you saw some of the clips from practice, but there was one big spin backside lip slide that he did where he popped the big spin really high, caught it, probably a foot over the lip, and then just casually threw it into the perfect backside lip slide. There was his back truck when he came in, wasn't even near the car. It was just like effortless perfection. He's friggin' good, dude. I just wonder if you're going to get to a point where Tom is so good that he's going to get like that weird Tony Hawk syndrome from the 80s.
Where he just starts winning too much.
Right, and like people start to hate on him because he's... But he's got every gnarly trick.
I think the reason why he's so well respected... I mean, he's homies. All these guys on the Park Series, it's cool. They're all homies.
It's different. All cheer it is for each different other. Now.
But, you know, he came from the Air Baby school in the fully padded 12-year-old... doing
flying fetus
9,000s on mega ramps, and he has made that transition. There's no question that he is one of the heaviest park skaters on the planet.
I think from what he does, honestly, I think like Tom's like filming with Chris Gregson, like and any of those,
it's wild.
Kind of some of those gnarlier guys they really rubbed off on him as far as like, you know, his bringing his gnarl factor.
Yeah, what's crazy when you watch this on screen too, the whole event. Any of these park series contests, you watch it on screen, they make these parks look so small. I skated the park right after. I mean, I did a couple scratch grinds. These parks are huge.
Yeah.
Where Tom Schaar is doing a, you know, the big spin back lip. I mean, that's
8-foot wall, like, huh?
Over, it's 9 feet. It's over revert. It's so crazy. These guys are doing mini ramp tricks in parks.
That's cool.
Cement. So congrats to Tom Schaar. Next event is in Vancouver at Hastings Skate Park. Have you ever skated Hastings?
I have, but not since they kind of like redid it a little bit. I skated Hastings a long time
ago. Still crusty. Yeah. It's still gnarly.
You don't want to fall.
You do not want to fall.
All the cement parks in the Pacific Northwest have that like pockmarked feel.
Yeah. So it, like, that's a great.
So like when you fall, it's going to take souvenirs.
You're not
going to
gently slide off into that
beautiful night.
No,
it's not like Southern California where it's like you don't need. You could knee slide basically. Yeah. And be completely
fine. You're basically skating on marble.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What about the women? We had some great women skating at the Vince Park Series.
The women have stepped it up. That's definitely the most improved field. Starting with, well, let's just do a little Encinitas shout out. Bryce Wetstein.
Yep.
And Bryce's, I think, signature move, 50-50 coming 50-50 fakie, which is she does on command on
frontside or like just kind of revert in backside.
Backside 50-50.
Okay.
Comes in fakie. Like yeah. Okay. Ripping Bryce Wetstein. Almost she made the finals. I think she got fourth or fifth. But now let's get to the top three. Brighton Zoyner, also of Encinitas.
That's right.
Brighton Zoyner, former world champion, came out shredding super fast. Indy Asp from Brazil, super fun to watch. She slammed so hard 2 minutes before the finals. We thought she was out.
Done.
Like knocked out cold kind of style. Somehow got back up and ripped into second place. Radical.
And then the winner, I never heard of this.
I never heard of, okay. We were talking about Japanese domination in X Games Snow last week. This is starting to kind of come into skateboarding. Sakura Yozuzumi, Tech Master from Japan. I have never heard her name before, never seen her skate. She came in, and yes, it was a slightly robotic run that she did over and over and over, but the tech assault that she unleashed was insane. Front blunt, back, you know, like just the combos she was putting together.
You know, and it's funny too because just to stay on the Japanese tip, Yuto Hiragomi.
Yep.
Like his stuff from, was it Street League?
Street League last week
was... Same deal, like, you can't, they're...
Just perfection.
Yeah, the feet are, there's never, like, a setup foot. It's like, they're never screwing their feet in. Like, they're just, they land in perfect readiness for the next trick. I think that's, like, it's so insane. Skating is such a, it's in such a crazy place, dude.
Yeah, I agree. So, Vans Park Series rolls on to Canada. Follow at Vans Park Series. Do we talk about this? Are we over that?
I think you definitely need to reference it. Why don't you go ahead and drop into it? But I mean, like...
So this is a big scandal in skateboarding, and this has been a topic of conversation the last 2 weeks. Jason Jesse coming under fire for racist, homophobic, fucking lame comments. And so I had the same reaction as a lot of people. I was hanging out with Chris Pastris. I was hanging out with a bunch of people in Brazil, and we talked about this over dinner on the last night. When the first things came out, so this came out via Slap message boards, and then it hit Instagram. Old interviews with Jason Jesse, who we all grew up idolizing and loving. You know, his graphics, his style, the whole deal, his rebel attitude, whatever it was. All these things kind of start building up. He's using the N-word. He's disparaging remarks against gays and lesbians. Just all kinds of nastiness that boiled over. And I think the first reaction is, oh, I love this dude. Let me give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Then when enough stuff comes out, you kind of realize this guy's just an asshole.
Well, the thing is that like this kind of stuff is tough to talk about for some people, but it has to be talked about. And I think it's, you can't just sweep this shit under the rug anymore. And I think that's, you know, not to get too political in this action sports podcast, but people need to take responsibility for shit they say.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, we're in a climate where you need to be able to, basically you're kind of being judged by everything that you do and everything that you say, and people, you know, people argue that it's everyone's so sensitive. No, you just be a fucking decent human being, dude. Like, that's pretty much what it comes down to. And I was glad to see that Jason
apologized
yeah. for it. But I mean, there's going to be some people that will never take that apology,
right? Well, I grabbed a quote from Jim Tebow, and this this sums up, I feel like this sums up the argument or the, you know, the controversy or whatever. I'm just going to read it from Jim Thiebaud, who is, he owns Real, mm-hmm. or he's a legend, Deluxe. Right? Deluxe. Deluxe, dude, yeah. Thankfully, skateboarding in the world are diverse. Those diversities are what make everything so rad. Homophobia, racism, anti-Semitism, sexism, ageism, all of it should have no place in our world. The most recent events surrounding Jason and the questions they raise have deeply affected me. For me, this is less about him and more about myself and introspection. Any form of racism doesn't belong in our community of skating, and I've long worked to support that belief. It troubles me to realize that I had somehow let my skate fanboyism thinking override my beliefs and cloud my vision. That right there is the perfect point. Because we all have an inherent fanboyism in us that allows us to go, to maybe go, oh, well, yeah.
Look, you know. Let's just, I think you should just end it there, because the fanboyism is what's fucking up our country right now. Okay, done. Yeah. We've said our shit.
So, you know, I'm sure this is not over. And I feel for both parties, all parties. I love everyone.
You love a good party.
I love everyone, and I want everyone to just equality, compassion, spread love.
Let's move on to things that I love.
Happiness. Have you seen Volcom's Terminal Tourist on ThrasherMagazine.com?
No.
Recommended viewing. You've got to watch it.
What is it?
It's a video, skate video. It just came out, so watch it. That's what to watch. A new segment here on the Monday Mass. Guess what's coming up, Todd? King of the Road. King of the Road is back.
You want to hear some? Want to hear something funny about King of the Road?
Yes.
So King of the Road is the brainchild of a friend of mine, Mike Burnett.
The best dude.
He's okay. So he's Mike Burnett, Thrasher, synonymous. But did you know that King of the Road was originally from this thing called the Boulder Dicks Tour? Now, Mike and myself and a bunch of our friends from Las Vegas, we all lived in Boulder, Colorado together, and that's where, you know, I met all these guys. They were going to school at CU, and we all skated together. And King of the Road came from something called the Boulder Dicks Tour, where it was like they went on, I think they were driving from Boulder to, they were going from Boulder to Mount Hood, I believe, to come and hang out with me and some friends up there and skate in Oregon. And Mike created this fun game to play on the way where they would
A road trip game.
Right, a road trip game where they would put all these fucking crazy trick, like just throwing stuff in this hat. And they would all have to pull something out of the hat.
A trick out of the hat
to try at the skate park on an obstacle. Like, it could be like a 4-foot quarter pipe and you pull eggplant and be like, oh my God. So that's where it started. And King of the Road, I think, is one of the best things to happen to skateboarding ever. And
Mike, I love it.
Burnett rules, and King of the Road is, Andy Roy is just, I could just watch him make eggs and be very excited.
So, the teams on King of the Road 2018, and it's over. They've already filmed it.
Yeah.
It's in the can, as they say in Hollywood. Real, Element, and Foundation. They jump in a van 2 weeks, and it, when you watch the entire King of the Road series, and you realize that all of that was done in 2 weeks, that's pretty incredible. It's psycho.
If you've watched, I would imagine that 90% of the people listening to what we're doing here, has seen King of the Road.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say that Gravette and the shit that he has done,
he's King of the Road.
I just hope there's no one that can even step to his level of commitment to King of the Road over the years.
Yeah, and King of the Road transcends skate. It's way more, I guess, mainstream in a good way, because it has spread skateboarding.
Well, since Vice picked it up and really ran with it.
So the guys that are on King of the Road from the last 2 years have become so famous, and from that,
David Gravette is someone that your grandmother could potentially know about.
Yeah. So King of the Road,
wonderful.
I might have just, you know, I'm kind of bringing it up early. I'm excited about it, but it's not till July 10th.
But that's not that far away.
No, because we still have Westworld. Did you see
Westworld this last weekend?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So we have two more episodes of Westworld that'll tide us over, hopefully, till July 10th.
But you know what sucks though? Because once Westworld ends, we have like basically a year until Game of Thrones.
I know.
2019,
dude. I'm gonna throw my TV away. No, we'll watch King of the Road.
Oh, but
that'll be
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Harold
Hunter. They need a better theme song, man.
Harold Hunter Day was in New York City all weekend.
Yep.
And it looked and sounded awesome. I think next week we're gonna get a report about I don't know if it came in yet.
A fucking Harold.
Yeah. No report. No report.
Were you gonna get a report?
I'm gonna get a report. But yeah, cool stuff happened in New York. There's some new shoes on the streets. The rumors have been flying about a new shoe brand, but it's officially here. It's called HRS, Human Recreational Services. Eric Ellington, Brian Herman, Lucian Clark, and Rory Melenis. And have you seen the shoes? They're loafer-esque, and they're sick.
I saw the Instagram post this morning, though.
Yeah. This is hot news in shoe world. Shoeheads might be tripping on this. I saw the lineup of the loafers.
They're skate loafers?
I don't know if they're skate loafers or... I don't know.
I wonder.
From what I gather, there's loafers and then there's skate shoes. And maybe I'm saying all this because I want to go to prefer.
You want a pair?
I'll loafer out.
Skate Eric? Loafers. The last time someone made skate loafers was Dylan Reeder.
Yeah, that's right. Whose birthday was last week, and we talked about it. Best ever. Anything else for skate news?
No.
Should we go skateboarding after this?
Maybe. Should we do snow news?
We're gonna do some snow. I don't know. Right. We'll be right back with some snow. Gotta keep it tight. You're tight tonight. 1,825 days. Most of them just doing it clean. Work in the daytime. And after the sun goes down, you gotta keep it tight. Is a super good place to get your CBD oils.
I need some more CBD balm.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, I have some more tea for you from Buddha Teas. Sick. CBD chamomile tea. Unrelated. Buddha Teas.
Can I just give these guys...
Give us a Buddha Tea shout out.
You turned me on to this Buddha Tea thing.
Yeah.
And...
It's great.
I used to wake up at like, I don't know, 2, 3 in the morning and all of a sudden try to tackle all my problems at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Or just stress about them. I'm telling you right now, this CBD tea, I sleep all the way through until my alarm goes off every single night, like to the point where it's like, okay. Like at first I was like, well, maybe this, you know, maybe it's just a coincidence, but no, like this, it works. So if you are having anxiety, I highly recommend CBD chamomile tea from Buddha Blends.
CBDs are the truth. We do love Buddha Teas. Shout out Buddha Teas. Follow them at Buddha Teas. But also follow at Tori Holistics because Tori.SD. Yeah. Google Tori Holistics. Trust me. We were talking about snowboarding news.
Okay. So
I don't have any. Oh, but before we start, I got a message from Brock Crouch, and we're going to have Brock Crouch on the show within the next couple of episodes with a little check-in. Brock's doing good. He's surfing again. He's skateboarding. He's coming back.
Brock Crouch. I saw him walking around the other day.
Yeah, Brock Crouch is coming on the comeback.
Okay, so snowboard news. Hot off the presses.
What?
So, what day is today? Today's the 5th?
June 5th.
June 5th. Okay, so in a week, we have all the Woodward snowboard camps starting. So there's a Woodward at Tahoe camp that's about to kick off. There's a Woodward at Copper in Colorado camp that's about to start. Bunch of different pros. You got Pat Moore and the Snowboarder Magazine guys are at the one that's going down at Boreal in Tahoe, Woodward in Tahoe. And then we have all the 32 guys and Torsten Horgmo and a bunch of other heads are going to be at the one at Copper. So it is only open to campers. You know, you had to have signed up and stuff, but it just means that summer camp snowboarding is starting in Mount Hood and High Cascade / Wendell's. I don't even know what it's called anymore, but the camps.
Wait, how is there? There's still snow there?
Yeah, it's because it's a glacier.
Oh.
Have you ever been up there?
No.
Okay, so it's like I used to basically live at Mount Hood for a long time in the summer, and it's you go up and you snowboard in the morning. You go up kind of early because the snow just turns to garbage and the lift closes at 1.
Right.
But then you snowboard from like 9 till noon, and you come down and you have a coffee, and then you skateboard until the sun goes down, which is at like 10:30 at night in Oregon.
This is a super summer camp.
It's super summer
super camp. Super duper summer camp for snowboarding.
It's
and
the
skipping.
Best. It's the and best, you can
go
man.
And you can go in a lake. And you
yeah,
can
there's
do
a lake and there's dodgeball and there's all kinds of stuff. So,
oh, it sounds fun.
Mount Hood, Oregon. Very, very fun. But the point I'm trying to bring here is that it's summertime snowboarding, and that's really good time. It also means that the drink water rat race is going to be going down.
Oh, yes.
At Mount Hood as well. And that's always a fun one. That is open to everyone. And the proceeds from the drink water rat race go to a very great cause of trying to get water to places that can't get clean water. It's awesome. And it's just a race, and you can go up there and see the who's who of snowboarding. Have a good time. And then let's see
what else.
We'll
have a reporter. I'm sure we'll have
a Monday,
Matt.
So you're
going?
Yeah.
We have a reporter going to the rat race.
I'll be up there. I'll blow out of the course like I do every single year.
Blow out. Todd's coming up for a blowout, folks.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that Mammoth is still going. So if you want to go snowboarding, you can still go to Mammoth right now and go.
It's June.
It is June, but they... Typically, Mammoth,
I guess there's a whole mountain there.
There's
June
a mammoth,
mountain.
But they have a half pipe up there at Mammoth right now. Still, I don't know if it's just no. I think it's open. They have a full park and pipe setup still going.
I was just looking at JJ Thomas' Instagram.
He's just there. He just came back. And in other crazy snow news, Vail Associates, who own pretty much most of the ski resorts in the United States, just bought. Crested Butte, Okemo, and one other resort. So Vail, if you have an epic,
is that good?
I don't know. It's kind of like they're basically buying up everything.
Right.
But if you have an epic pass, your epic pass just expanded by 3 more mountains.
Oh, damn. So you can buy one
pass,
season pass and snowboard everywhere.
You can get mega, mega mountains.
I like
but
that.
It is crazy though. It's I don't know. I have there's.
I don't know if I like it, but I think I do.
Who knows? But snow news, that's it. And then wait.
But wait,
there's more. Down south in New Zealand, we've had a bunch of storm systems come through. So the Southern Hemisphere season is off to a rocking start. Not only in New Zealand, but also in like Argentina and Chile. Like it's been dumping. So it's looking to be a very good early season. Down there, so there's still mega snow to get into.
There's still snowboarding happening.
Yeah, you can make it snow.
Make it snow.
Yeah. God, it snows every night in Encinitas.
Oh, we should write a song called Let It Snow.
No, we shouldn't.
And this is
wait,
about
isn't there,
snowing.
There is a song. No, that's from Frozen. Let it snow.
You're late, real late to that joke.
Come on.
Okay, so that was snow news. That was good snow. Wow, Todd, you had a lot of good snow
news.
See
what
news
happens
right
when you bring me in? It's not just...
It's not just extreme sports, it's all sports. Thank you for listening to another fantastic, fascinating, magnificent, wonderful. What else?
Adjective.
Describe this episode.
It was great.
It was wonderful. Todd Richards, thank you so much for coming in here.
I'll be back.
And helping just prop my jet-lagged
this
ass up.
This is just
up.
The tip of my iceberg.
This is the tip of Todd's iceberg, folks. And let me tell you, the rest of his iceberg is glorious. Thank you to all the sponsors and all the listeners, all the people that care. And for all of you that don't care, hey, thank you too for not caring, because that's a form of caring. So by not caring, you actually care. And that makes me happy. You can follow me at Chris Cote, and you can follow at Todd.
No, it's at B Todd Richards.
Yes. I was just going to say that.
Because my first name is Brent.
I follow you.
My first name is Brent.
I know. Not Brent.
At
Brent.
B Todd Richards.
Brent.
On Instagram and Twitter.
Dude, I didn't say you could give out Twitter shout outs now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can ask us any questions. I'm going to have Todd on here as much as possible. I'm gonna soak as much knowledge from the toddlers as I can.
You're soaking in it.
I'm gonna soak in Todd's, basking in his glow. We should end this. It's getting weird. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to you online for hosting. Love you all. Goodbye.
You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that he.